Okay, Sabbath blessings to all of our dear brethren, our little brothers and sisters, mommies and daddies. So good to see everyone this Sabbath day. Just wanted to welcome everybody and thank you so much for coming to Sabbath School this morning. Would one of our little brothers or sisters or mommies and daddies like to open in prayer? Just put your bubble up.
All Father, thank you for being able to be in this for Sabbath, but don't let us be able to believe that we are born on my beings too sinful. Oh, let us be able to know that you can also be able to forgive your sins. Don't let us be able to be disrespectful to our elders. Let us be able to respect them and always do what they ask for. Even if it's if we don't like it. Don't let us be able to be able to be jealous. Let us be able to be more respectful. And forgive me for my sins and making my conscience clear. Let me be able to repent and make everyone else be able to repent. That way they won't be able to be in a sinful manner. This will bring these blessings. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm sorry I fell out of the room, lost connection. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We surely have, and aren't we thankful that we have a Redeemer who died for us? What did we learn last week? Anybody remember? Yes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, we learned of God's love. And what else? Would someone else like to read this? Put your bubble up.
It was to redeem us that Jesus lived and suffered and died. Because of his sacrifice, we may become children of the heavenly King.
That's right. It was to redeem us that Jesus lived and suffered and died. Someone want to read the second one? What other reason? Because of his sacrifice, what? We may become children of the heavenly King. Now, this week, we will learn why we need Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isn't that marvelous? That's a promise. All right, Lee and Henry, try again on the second.
For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? It isn't by anything that we do, but he gave it to us and gives it to us through our faith in him. What is another need? Romans 3:9-10. What then? Are we better than they?
What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Romans 3:9. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:10.
Very good. We're not righteous. We can't do anything on our own. God has to do it all for us and through us. Now in Steps to Christ, page 17. Man was originally endowed with noble powers and a well-balanced mind. He was perfect in his being and in harmony with God. His thoughts were pure, his aims holy. But through disobedience, his powers were perverted, and selfishness took the place of love. His nature became so weakened through transgression that it was impossible for him in his own strength to resist the power of evil. He was made captive by Satan, and would have remained so forever, had not God specially interposed. It was the tempter's purpose to thwart the divine plan in man's creation, and fill the earth with woe and desolation. And he would point to all this evil as the result of God's work in creating man. How many times do we hear people echoing Satan's words? Would someone else like to read this paragraph?
In his sinless state, man held joyful communication with him, in whom are all hid in the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. But after his sin, he could no longer find joy in holiness, and he sought to hide from the presence of God. Such is still the condition of the unrenewed heart. It is not in harmony with God, and finds no joy in communication with him. The sinner could not be happy in God's presence. He would shrink from the companionship of holy beings. Could he be permitted to enter heaven, it would have no joy for him. The spirit of unselfish love that reigns there, every heart responding to the heart of infinite love, would touch no answering cord in his soul.
That's right. His thoughts, his interests, his motives would be alien to those that actuate the sinless dwellers there. He would be a discordant note in the melody of heaven. Heaven would be to him a place of torture. He would long to be hidden from him who is its light and the center of its joy. It is no arbitrary decree on the part of God that excludes the wicked from heaven. They are shut out by their own unfitness for its companionship. The glory of God would be to them a consuming fire. They would welcome destruction that they might be hidden from the face of him who died to redeem them. We certainly don't want to be part of that group, do we? Question: do we want Jesus to forgive our sins and then be under his banner?
The Lord is mine and I am his, his banner over me is love. The Lord is mine and I am his, his banner over me is love. The Lord is mine and I am his, his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love.
His banner over me is love.
Anyone else like to read?
It is impossible for us of ourselves to escape from the pit of sin in which we are sunken. Our hearts are evil, and we cannot change them. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. The carnal mind is enmity against God, but is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Job 14:4, Romans 8:7. Education, culture, the exercise of the world, human effort, all have their proper sphere, but here they are powerless. They may produce an outward correctness of behavior, but they cannot change the heart. They cannot purify the springs of life. There must be a power working within, a new life from above. Before men can be changed from sin to holiness, that power is Christ. His grace alone can quicken the life force faculty of the soul and attract it to God's holiness.
And paragraph 2.
The Savior said, except for a man be born from above, unless he shall receive a new heart, new desires, purposes, and motives leading to a new life. He cannot see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 3. Margin. The idea is that it is necessary only to develop the good that exists in a man by nature is a fatal deception. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14, and chapter 3, verse 7. Of Christ it is written, in him was life, and the life of the light of man was the light of man. The only name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. John 1, verse 4.
Right, very good. And another question. Can we save ourselves and escape sin by ourselves? God's word says it is impossible for us of ourselves to escape from the pit of sin in which we are sunken. Our hearts are evil, and we cannot change them. But praise the Lord, He can change them. Another question. What can each of us say in our hearts because Jesus saves us from sin? And we'll put this to song. Yes, no turning back once we have made our choice. Remember, Jesus loves you and me and whoever you are around the world. Jesus loves you. Do we have a volunteer for closing prayer? Then let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for thy love, thy guidance, and especially for the sacrifice of thy Son, the sacrifice that you made in giving him to us, in giving him to die for us, that we, by that sacrifice, can be made pure and holy and righteous. Help us, Lord, to make that choice to follow you and never turn back. Help us in that choice that we can also be a shining light, like a candle on a candlestick, to those around us. Help us especially as we finish up this Sabbath and as we start a new week, that we will be starting a new life in you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Next week, we will continue our study. Next Sabbath will be The Sinner's Need of Christ, Part 2.